This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Republicans and ag groups in Washington, D.C. are making a last-minute push to include economic farm aid in the stopgap spending bill that will avoid a government shutdown. The last-minute campaign for farm aid comes as farmers are faced with another one-year extension of the 2018 farm bill instead of an updated and modernized five-year farm bill due to partisan disagreement. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Imagine having 86% more days with perfect weather. Imagine having an extra 4 hours every morning or a combine that's 86% more powerful. That's the feeling of a Revitech fungicide harvest. Revitech is proven to outperform the competition 86% of the time, providing up to 9.5 more bushels per acre. It's the number one recommended choice by growers. Visit Revitech.com and look forward to a future that's 86% more secure. Always read and follow label directions.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says that regardless of whether or not farm aid is included in the final spending packages of the year, the farm safety net remains of paramount importance.
Over the weekend, negotiations for the farm bill extension and economic aid for farmers seem to have stalled. Now, at the point of these negotiations, the extension and the economic aid are tied together. Whatever happens from my point of view, we have to have a one-year extension of the farm bill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has promised help is on the way for farmers. Quote, what you'll see reflected in this final package is $10 billion to start, Johnson says. Senator Grassley says the farmers have dealt with a lot of uncertainty surrounding the farm bill and deserve at least some level of certainty with the farm safety net.
Now, as of last night when Johnson left the Capitol as Speaker, he indicated that there was an agreement. We still don't have text of that agreement, and it takes a while for the legislation to be written. So we have this uncertainty yet until we read the text. One thing is certain for sure, and I guess this is the third time I'm telling you, farmers need a safety net if that safety net is only a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.